we're kindly joined by Dame Gaylene Preston. We're reflecting on Sam Neill's contribution to our Māori filmmakers, his contribution to the wider New Zealand theatre and film landscape, and also mindful that we need people to break through glass ceilings. So some of his international roles, Sam, sort of foreshadowed many that have occurred for others. I mean, the making of The Lord of the Rings, his work in Peaky Blinders and Jurassic Park, you know, these are a New Zealand actor pushing forward. And, you know, Taika is also mindful of his craft and his skill. And as we know, Taika's had global opportunities as a result of his efforts as well. We're kindly joined by Dame Gaylene Preston, who's a real trailblazer in New Zealand film production. And I welcome you, Gaylene. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Ko Dale Tene. Warm welcome to Wate. Oh. Kia ora. Hi. Hi there.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
I see you're born in Greymouth, so that makes you cool from the get-go. Yeah. Everybody born in Greymouth is cool because they love rugby league, and so do I. But that's another thing.
Oh, well, there you are.
There we are, Gaylene. Thanks for all the mahi you've been doing over the years too, encouraging our filmmakers. Gee, we've hit some golden patches, haven't we? And, you know, little old NZ's, again, punching above its weight in international film. And I guess, you know, Sam Neill's been part of that journey, hasn't he?
Oh, big part of it, actually. You know, he was working at the National Film Unit in 1977, and I was out at Pacific Films in Kilburnie. And we'd known one another, I don't know, we sort of knew one another for ages. I don't know how we met. From Canterbury, from being down at the university there in Otataki.
And look at the career that both of you have been able to forge. A little unexpected.
Yeah.
I was just talking with Nick too, because Nick Tupala, who met Sam in his journeys when he was voicing the Pacific series. And, you know, I've been as familiar with Sam Neill's voice, I suppose, as I have of his image. But from Sleeping Dogs, and when you look at his catalogue of work across the years, I mentioned how it's important we have people who can forge a way for others to follow. The noting of his skill, I guess, resulted in those big Hollywood opportunities that he received. But he remained pretty down-to-earth sort of a bloke, didn't he, Gaylene?
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. It's not being mentioned so much, but Sam was an actor. You know, we used to slosh around, and there was drama sock and all of that as kids, you know, 18 and 19-year-olds. And then when Sam was up working at the film unit, Barry Barclay, he put Sam in his first movie. So Barry made a film called Ashes, which is a sort of semi-autobiographical film, because Bazza had been in a seminary for a year or so at some point in his earlier life. I met him when he was working as a filmmaker, but So really, Barry Barclay set Sam on his path. And Roger saw Sam in Ashes and put him in Sleeping Dogs. Yeah, and I know, yeah, so I know Sam was very grateful to Barry. Mm.
And Barry Barclay, one of our Māori, you know, promoted Māori film, as you have along the way with Utu and other pieces of work, would you be kind enough to talk about Sam Neill's work with Māori filmmakers, fellow actors, how important the cultural dimensions portrayed out of our lands, Gaylene, were to Sam?
Yeah, well, very important. You know, if you went to a party, Sam loved a bit of a get-together. And if you went to a party, Sam would be over there with the Māori actors. He got on really well with... Well, Sam got on well with everyone, but he really enjoyed, like Sam, yeah. And I think really in those days, we were very inclusive. You know, there weren't many filmmakers anyway, and most of them were activists. So, you know, you had Don Selwyn and Wekoki Khan and Bazza, and they were a group that were busy trailblazing Māori participation in the film and television industry, and Sam was alongside all that, as was I, yeah.
Which shouldn't be forgotten. I'm not wanting to prioritise it, just, you know, when we have celebrated New Zealand actors passing away unexpectedly, as we have with Sam, you know, let's be mindful too that he, in his own way, was encouraging a wave of Māori representation in film, which is seeing tremendous gains in more recent times. Taika's success, for instance, and Taika must have great respect for Sam. I mean, I'm leaning into...
Taika and Sam, they got on great, especially once that Sam was in Wilder People. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And Wilder People helped. When you look at the credits, say, Galen, of Wilder People, as an example, you know, the filmmakers, whilst the faces of film are often front and centre, we forget that a lot of the crafts of filmmaking are reliant on those behind the cameras, the assistants, the makeup artists, the costume people and set designs, all of this sort of stuff, where Māori are taking a much stronger hand than we have ever before in all the elements of filmmaking. And that's got to be celebrated as well with his efforts, don't you think?
Well, that's true. And it had to be put there. So, you know, a film like Ngāti is an absolute... well, Ngāti is a po. In filmmaking, because that was when it was decided by Barry and Tamapuata and others, but especially them, that they would make a film by Māori, about Māori, for everyone. And that was the mantra. So that was, and then they had to train people up, you know, to do it. Because people weren't just ready to make a film. Filmmaking, especially in those days, very technically challenging. So, but of course, by that time, Sam was in Australia. He went to Australia to make My Brilliant Career, and then to Britain. So he was offshore for a lot of the real sort of emerging. It wasn't till later that he came back. But Sam was very—he was always very supportive of young filmmakers. He was supportive of women filmmakers. He gave me a real hand. He gave me a leg up. You know, if up's the right way to say it, I think we go round. But
special guy.
He was very mindful of keeping an eye out for talented people he could help. And, of course, that was going to include Māori.
And it did. And he challenged the mines being established in the South. Dame Galen Preston with us.
Let's not forget Sam's activism.
Exactly.
Because he was an activist from a long time.
He
really believed in equality. And he was very kind, Sam. He did a lot of things off the radar that were never mentioned. They're just quiet things he did for people. He understood when people had a need. If he could help, he did.
Well, tēnā koe, Galen, thanks very much. Just finally, was his wine any good?
Oh. Two paddocks.
It's two paddocks, his one.
It's expensive. Okay. It's expensive. But when we were shooting Perfect Strangers down in Punakaiki, he You know how they say ladies a plate, men a crate, coming to a party? Well, Sam would bring a crate. In his crate was there would be a six-pack of bottles of Two Paddocks.
Well,
a beautiful wine, wine. That thanks. And picnic. Yes.
Thank you, Gaylene. Thank you for reflecting on Sam Neill's passing. It's right that we acknowledge his contribution, and you, more than anyone, could describe his interactions with our people across time. Thanks for the work you've been doing, Gaylene. Continued success with it, and look forward to a cordial down the track as well, Gaylene Preston. Oh. Thanks so much.
Oh, kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Dame Gaylene Preston with us today. A contemporary of Sam's and a wonderfully strong advocate for our film sector.